I think his agenda number one is to sell books. And I think number two, I think the enemy has really taken charge of Dan Brown's mind and has tried to confuse us about who the Lord is.
Wow. So, okay, you know, we're walking into some really mucky water when you think about the Da Vinci Code. So here's the question. Do you think Christians should read the Da Vinci Code or see the movie?
I think it's a personal issue. They need to really pray about it before they should decide whether they should read it or not. Personally, I didn't want to read it. I got into about 17 pages and said to myself, this book is not for me. But through situations that I ran into, people who asked me, could I please read the book because they had questions and needed to know the answers. And Susie's friend told her that she felt like the book had answers that she'd been searching for so long. We felt like God had something for us to do with that book. And I think the same is true for every reader. If it's okay with the reader to read that book, if it doesn't hurt them spiritually, if they're strong enough to handle it, I think that they just need to pray about it and ask God if it's okay to read it. And if he doesn't say no, then they ought to give it a try, but realize that they're going to have some tough battles with ideas and thoughts, and they're going to need to do some study to find out what the truth is.